This morning, we're catching up with the founder of the Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer, Richard Gamble. How are you?
Hi. Yeah, doing very well, thank you.
Oh, look,
thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much for joining us all the way from the UK. And Richard, this is an interesting endeavour that you have, and I just had to talk about it when I found out about it. Explain to us what the Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer is all about.
So we are building a national landmark in the middle of the country, which is a giant infinity loop. It's made up of a million bricks, and the concept is that every brick within this structure will represent the story of when somebody has prayed to Jesus, and people will be able to see how Jesus has answered. You'll be able to point your phone at any brick in the structure, and then your phone will light up and it will tell you of that story. And for us, this is, yeah, we're using state-of-the-art technology to do this. And for us, it is a way for us to make hope visible in the nation. We just want people to know that Jesus is alive, he listens, and he answers prayer.
Unbelievable. Because I was thinking to myself, how on earth will this work? It's not like as if you could etch a whole person's answered prayer story on a little brick, but you can.
No, because that would definitely take my cost through the roof, I think, if we did that.
Oh, and look, I've got so many answered prayers that, you know, I'd probably have to take up a good portion of your wall, and that would be an awful lot of etching
too.
Right there. Okay, so this sounds like something that my daughter's school did once, where you could sponsor a paver when they were paving the school, and you could put your family name on it. So basically, when you sponsor a brick or you buy a brick in the answered prayer wall, you'll not only be helping to build it, but you get your answered prayer in there too.
Well, that's right, yeah. I mean, we've sort of separated the two in one respect, because I don't want to charge people money for sharing something about that God has done in their life. So we're asking people to send their stories, and if they want to donate, that's great, but if they can't, that's fine too. They'll still have a brick in the eternal wall. And basically, one of the things that we can do is we're splitting the whole wall geographically. I mean, to give you an idea of size, this sort of infinity loop, size of a football pitch, and you know, I think it's a bit, just a few meters lower than the Sydney Opera House. It's a huge structure.
That is pretty big. And it's not, when you say it's an infinity loop, so it's not really just like a brick wall. It's a bit of a sculpture.
No. Oh, yeah. It's the concept is that it's sort of be a piece of public art to provoke a conversation about prayer and Jesus. And it's a, if you can imagine a circle strip that's twisted, that's what creates that sort of infinity sign that twists all the way round. And as the way that infinity loops work is that you can, if you put your finger and trace your finger around it, you never have two sides of the infinity loop. You know, you can't be on the inside or the outside of this wall, and it goes on forever. And we believe that reflects God. The interesting thing is, though, these stories of answered prayer are split geographically. So we will have a portion of Eternal Wall that is dedicated to the answered prayers of Australia and what God has done in your nation. So that's where we need your help.
Fantastic. So we can submit our prayers to you.
Absolutely. Please do. Yeah, we want to have the situation where anybody can come to this monument and they'll type into the app whatever storm of life they're going through or whatever situation they're in, and they'll be able to see then people who've had similar circumstances and see how they have prayed to Jesus and see what happens. And hopefully that will encourage people to pray and find the God who answers.
So hang on, Richard, does that mean if somebody submits their story via video, is it the video that people will see when they go to visit the monument and put their mobile phone up? Will they get to see the person telling their story?
Yeah, absolutely. for generations, that video will be live for people to see and hear.
It's like a perpetual time capsule right there.
Yeah, I mean, it's an incredible piece of art that will tell all those coming of the hundreds of thousands of people who've trusted in Jesus.
Wow. Where are you building this, and when do you expect it to be done by?
So it's been a 17-year journey so far, but the really exciting thing is we are planning to start building now in March. We have planning permission. We're building the road at the moment to get to the land. And then this should be finished by the end of 2023. And we believe it will have a global impact once it goes up. And, you know, this is something that is going to last for generations. It is just on the outskirts of Birmingham. It's in between the two motorways. And as you fly into Birmingham Airport, you'll be able to see it underneath.
Absolutely brilliant. So if people would like to submit their prayers, where do they send them to, Richard?
If they can go to the website, which is eternalwall.org.uk, and you can do that by written story up to 500 words. You can do it by audio or video, and there's no limit to how many you want to put on. We have lots of space for you guys.
Awesome. Fantastic concept. So glad it's coming to fruition. And looking forward to being able to visit your country, because I know what the first tourist spot I want to check out is.
Come on. That'd be great. It'd be nice to meet you.
Hey, thank you, Richard, for your time.
Thank you very much.